Welcome to Nissan Stadium, site of a season open victory for the Minnesota Vikings. They win and go to 1-0. A tale of two halves for your Minnesota Vikings. We're going to talk about it right here on the Gatorade Between the Lines post-game report. Good thing we had to play the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, the team outscored Tennessee 25-0 at one point. Eric Kendricks with his first National Football League touchdown. Crowd loving it. I say that because the purple and gold was represented extremely well in the stands here at Nissan Stadium. Danielle Hunter gets into the end zone on a fumble recovery on a fumble forced by Anthony Barr. Great teamwork. I hope all of you started the Minnesota Vikings on your fantasy football teams this week, because if you did, you probably are crushing.
And in the first half, you may have been frustrated if you started Blair Walsh because he missed some kicks, but redeemed himself in the second half and made some kicks enough to help the Vikings go to victory. Now, on the special teams topic, I think it was Cordero Patterson who kind of turned things around in the second half, taking the opening kickoff of the third quarter, 61 yards, to kind of give us some momentum.
I was very impressed by Cordero Patterson today. He took a sweep in the first half, going left to right, was encountered at the line of scrimmage, made something out of nothing. Second half, he had a very cool catch by the sidelines in tight quarters, and Wobby is right. To start the second half, the Vikings were sloppy with penalties. They were listless. Sean Hill, in my opinion, missed Stephon Diggs on what should have been a touchdown somewhere in the first half. And then, boom, here comes Patterson with a 61-yard return. Sidelines went nuts, and the Vikings subsequently started rolling. The Vikings are better than the Tennessee Titans. I ain't talking trash here. The Titans have done a good job in the draft and to a certain extent with free agency, but it's a 3-win team that was 1-7 at home last year. I don't care who's playing a quarterback for the Vikings. You should not lose this game if you have aspirations of winning the division again. And that's exactly the team that showed up in the second half.
And who did play a quarterback for the Vikings? It was veteran Sean Hill. What did he do? 18 of 33 for 236 yards, no turnovers, no sacks. So the pass protection, which looked better in the preseason, played much better today. Leading receiver Stephon Diggs, 7 catches, 103 yards. But how about Adam Thielen? Had a huge catch on third down and really had a good day overall.
I was hooked on a Thielen. Detroit Lakes go crazy. He did have that nice catch. He also might be the best special teams player on this team. This Mike Prefer special teams group, specifically with the coverage teams, from Sendejo to Jerick McKinnon in underrated fashion, Adam Thielen, there are so many good special teams guys on this team. Adam might be the best. And everything good that comes the way of Adam Thielen is something that he absolutely earned. For what it's worth, I'm very proud of him. I've seen Adam around here for a long time, and I've watched him work his way from the practice squad to a guy who now is playing a significant amount of snaps offensively for a team that has a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It's a great story. It's a great Minnesota story. Adam Thielen.
No Xavier Rhodes today. No problem. Trey Wayne steps up, leading tackler with 10, so good job by him. And by the Vikings defense, leading the way scoring-wise and setting a tone-wise in the second half for the Vikings as they go on to victory over the Tennessee Titans. They are 1-0. Up next, the Green Bay Packers at the regular season debut of U.S. Bank Stadium. It will be a Sunday night affair. The Vikings will have some things to fix. They have plenty of things upon which they can build as they go against their border rivals next Sunday night at U.S. Bank Stadium. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, this is Mike Wobshaw. That is the Gatorade Between the Lines postgame report. Vikings 1-0. See you next week.
Still looking for that first loss. Didn't find it in Nashville. Bye.